Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Joe. Good morning.
And we're all hoping for weather just like today on Saturday for Flag Day, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a dandy. Last night was absolutely beautiful at the stadium for the exercises of the graduation ceremony in North Quincy High School. Beautiful evening, beautiful night. Kids did a great job on the speeches. Just phenomenal. And we're going to get a repeat tonight for Quincy High School. So, good stuff. This is these are the days you worry about the weather because, you know, the stadium was full last night. And if you have to move inside, it's limited to how many tickets each kid's allowed. And it's not so fun, you know. So thank the good Lord for the great weather we're getting.
It was a very large graduating class. I was surprised, actually. It went 2.5 hours or so.
Yeah, both high schools are pretty full, Joe. You know, there's no out-of-district placement now because they're both full. So, it's interesting. Doing great job. I mean, the speakers last night, one was going to Harvard, one was going to Purdue. You know, they're getting a good education in our system. And you know, it's interesting because you think about it on graduation night, all the work that goes into each and every kid and their families, you know, starts at pre-K. You know, a kindergarten teacher has a play into, you know, ultimately the graduation of the kids that they touch. You know, and then you add up every teacher, staff member, food service worker, custodian, security people, guidance counselors, coaches, bus drivers, traffic supervisors. They all are working in concert for precisely a night like last night and tonight. So I know my hat's off to the entire faculty, teachers, staff of Quincy Public Schools for the great work they do in moving our kids along to the next phase of their lives.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that because I think most people can remember the names of their grade school teachers at some of the most formative years. I mean, right into adulthood. You know, maybe later on, not so much, but those first five, six years for sure.
Yeah, I agree. And I think we all can remember the one or two or three really special ones along the way. For whatever reason, you know, gave you that confidence and helped you with that self-esteem or, you know, just connected with certain ones. So I think that everyone can point to one or two teachers that really made an extra difference.
Sure. What is your message, Mayor, for the class of 2024?
Well, I'm always brief, you know, Joe, Stephen. Those are long evenings with a lot of speakers. You know, last night, the opening song was Amazing Grace. So I kind of finished with that. In between, I talked a little bit about, if I had one word to recommend, it's perseverance. Perseverance in persevering relationships, in work, and all you do. Because perseverance is hard work and leads to success. And, you know, nothing's handed anybody. You got to go out and earn it. Certainly, you know, I asked the good Lord to share his grace upon these kids as they go forward. And so I congratulate all the families. And I thank the staff of the entire school system as well.
Yeah, it was interesting. One of the speakers mentioned, of course, this class of 2024 started their high school years remotely, the height of the pandemic.
Yes, indeed. That's getting further and further behind us, thank God.
Yes, exactly. As you mentioned, tonight it's Quincy High School, again 6 p.m., again at the stadium, and again the weather looks picture perfect for that, and folks who can't make it can watch it live right here on QATV or live on our website as well if you're not right in the city.
Yep.
And then, of course, Mayor, we move on to the 73rd Annual Flag Day Parade and Celebration coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, and the weather looks great. And this is another event. We can't go inside for Flag Day, so, you know, the weather really...
Can't launch fireworks in the gym, right?
No, that's right. It's a difficult one. So weather makes it or breaks it, clearly, for Flag Day. But it looks good right now for Saturday. In fact, it looks like a dandy. But I would say that, you know, it's going to be a great parade. Because I'm always so proud of our own band, Quincy North Quincy High School Combined Band. They're unbelievable. Mm. Winning all kinds of awards across the state now, and we got the Boston Crusaders back this year. They're incredible, drum and bugle corps. A number of great bands and floats, and we're honoring a couple of great people. You know, we got Bill Farrell is going to be the Coke Award winner. He along with a number of other folks, have been running a baseball program for special needs kids for the last several years. They do it every week. I think they call it Buddy Ball.
That's right, yep.
It's awesome. I've been down there a few times, and to see the smiles on these kids' faces is just awesome, and that's what it's all about. So we appreciate the work of Bill and his crew. And, of course, the Grand Marshal, we've named Rich Kennedy. Rich Rat Kennedy has run the Grow Run Road Race for years, raising money for the Angel Fund, which is research for the ALS, that dreaded disease. Rich lost the Squirrel Run's name for his brother Jimmy, but he lost another brother and his father to ALS. And, yep, of course, he's battling ALS as we speak. Remarkable individual who is always so positive and optimistic. He's incredible. In fact, he's been tutoring kids up at North Quincy High the last couple of years, donating his time. He's just an incredible individual. So we're honoring him as the Grand Marshal. And of course, there'll be a lot of specialty items in there. We've got howitzers for the fireworks, as usual. We'll have the cranes with the giant flag of a pageant. And it'll be a great night. So we encourage everyone to check it out. Come on down.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen Pageant Field in a while, you're in for a big surprise. It's completely redone.
Absolutely. It's been well-received, Pageant. I get comments from people all the time. How beautiful it is. And people, you know, you never know you're in the middle of an urban area when you're up at Pageant Field.
Yeah.
It's surrounded with water on one side. You got the woods and trails and marshes. It's just a beautiful, beautiful spot.
Absolutely. And I know next year, Flag Day, bigger and better than ever for Quincy 400. Is that right?
That's correct. We felt we needed to do a parade for the 400th, but we felt, let's not reinvent the wheel here. Let's build off of a good parade that we have. So we'll probably start early. We'll probably make the route a little bit longer and do some other special items for it. So, yeah, we're already planning for that. And it actually falls on the 14th, Flag Day, next year, the Saturday night. So that's cool.
Very good. So look forward to that. Any other Quincy 400 events or activities we can chat about right now?
Working on them now. Working on the calendar. Trying to pin down the calendar with everything in it. But it's going to be a fun, exciting year. We got a whole team working on it. As I've said before, Joe, you know, the last few years, not everything has been rosy and happy with the COVID and all that. And next year, you know, I hope everyone can put their cynicism aside, the negativity aside, and enjoy the Quincy 400 year.
I know the Welcome Center will have a grand reopening Thursday, actually, right at the Hancock Adams Common there.
Yeah, they got a state grant that did a lot of work to the place. It's really, really full of technology now as well for visitors to make it easier for their visit and for them to learn information about a great city.
There's a wooden train that kids can ride all through the city right there in the Welcome Center. That should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Good stuff.
Appreciate your time as always, Mayor. We'll see you at graduations and Flag Day.
You bet. Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye.